Welcome back to the Finsiders here. Greg Likens, pleased to be joined in studio by wide receiver Rashard Matthews. Rashard, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Glad to be in inside with the air conditioning.
Yes, as practice number six in the books for training camp. How's everything going so far?
Everything's good. learning the new system. We're out there, you know, Coach Lazor's pushing the tempo, you know, trying to get us to play fast and, you know, correct all our assignments. And I think we're doing a good job so far, but we can definitely do better.
Bill Lazor's offense, it's been a big talking point for everybody, intrigued by what's going on. You mentioned the tempo. What else are you guys doing? You see everybody moving around quite a bit. It seems like from a wide receiver standpoint, you guys aren't lining up in the same spot. It's a lot of different things going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's creating a lot of different matchups, you know, with fast guys on the outside like Wallace. You know, you're not expecting him just to be on the outside. You know, you could probably you know, expect to see him on the inside and outside. And you know, same thing with Hartline. And, you know, he's doing a great job in trying to get us to push the tempo. And, you know, he just wants us to play fast and keep playing faster.
All right. This is your third training camp now as a professional. Has your approach changed at all from year one, year two, and now year three?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, because I know I'm expected to do a lot more and you can definitely contribute. So, you know, you got to be a professional on and off the field. So my approach is definitely, you know, attacking that and just trying to correct mistakes and be consistent. You know, that's what I'm focusing on a lot.
Rashard Matthews, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And, Rashard, you take a look at that wide receiver position. Quite a competition going on there. You guys have some really talented guys. How's that going so far?
It's going good. You know, at the same time, there's a lot of competition. But, like, I mean, at the same time, there's, you know, competitiveness. You know, we're out there competing with each other. We're out there helping each other out, you know, in the film room. You know, each guy from, you know, top of the depth chart to the bottom is, you know, helping each other. Hey, you know, do this, do that. You know, so, you know, we're all just having fun doing it and having fun competing.
I've always found that interesting from a psychological standpoint because, yeah, you want to help your teammate out, but at the same time, you're competing to try and make the team and get a roster spot. How do you balance that?
You know, you just go out there and, you know, try to be consistent every day. You know, you don't play the numbers game because you do that. You get, you know, your mind messes with you and everything. So, you know, let your play take care of itself and, you know, upstairs will make the decisions.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt, but we see Mike Wallace, who's been out the last couple of practices, nursing some form of injury. Damian Williams didn't practice today. That does provide an opportunity for everybody on the depth chart to kind of move up. It's important to take advantage of that opportunity, huh?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you know, those guys went down, but at the same time, you know, the next guy has to be ready to step in because, you know, it's the NFL, stuff like that happens, and you got to be ready to go when your number is called.
All right. I keep, you know, when I think of you and what you've done with this Dolphins team, I keep looking back to that Tampa Bay game. You had the breakout, 11 catches, 120 yards, two touchdowns. That's got to give you confidence knowing that you have such a big performance on the grandest stage of all and then to come into a new season knowing that you've done that in the past.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, but I mean, you know, I approach it that the past is the past. You know, now you gotta get better and show the coaches that, you know, you're still trying to elevate your game. And, you know, my biggest thing is just being consistent, you know, coming to this training camp and contributing where I can.
Rashard Matthews, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, your arrival with the Dolphins coincided with Coach Joe Philbin. So you guys have been here the same amount of time. Yeah. So I'm curious, as a coach, how has he changed or developed his coaching style as far as interaction with the players and the way that he approaches things?
He's changed a lot. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say 180, but, you know, he still follow his rules and everything. But, I mean, he's changed. I mean, he's interacting with us a lot more, you know, coming in, talking to us more, you know, just, you know, being, you know, like I said, interacting with us. And that brings out a lot out of the players and makes us want to, you know, play for him even more.
Yeah, we heard this story. He told us the other day that he's now going to bed check for training camp. What's that like? We got the head coach walking around making sure you guys are ready to go to bed.
It's actually interesting. You know, I'm rooming with Armand Benz, and Armand, you know, he's a real spiritual guy. He reads his Bible every night and stuff. And, you know, coach will come in there, you know, kind of joke around with me like, hey, you know, why aren't you reading the Bible? You know, stuff like that. Just, you know, he comes in there, you know, with a high spirit and, you know, make sure everything's good to go and then, you know, keeps it pushing.
So you're telling us that Coach Philbin has a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Especially with me. Yeah, he does.
He does? Okay, so you guys have a good relationship, right? Because sometimes when he's addressing the media, sometimes he's all business, so we don't necessarily pick up on that, but that's good to hear. All right, I got to go back to Sunday's practice. First practice in full pads. There's about a 40-yard play down the field. You make a spectacular effort with one hand, and now it's still up for debate. Days later, we're still talking about whether it was a catch or not. What's the verdict on that?
I mean, I'm a receiver. I'm always going to say I caught the ball, so it was a catch.
It was a
100% catch.
100%. Good, yeah, because we couldn't quite tell. I know the officials, unfortunately, ruled it incomplete, but that's one of those that I think if it happened in the game, definitely would go to Definitely review.
Yeah, and they'll you know, play stands first down.
Play stands, without a doubt. All right, so Saturday we've got the scrimmage at Sun Life Stadium, and that's something that obviously the fans are excited about. Everybody's going to be out there at 9:30. But from a player standpoint, what are you guys looking to accomplish in that?
Just, you know, executing what we've been taught, you know, just going out there. And like I said, I keep saying the tempo, and Coach Laser keeps saying the tempo as well. And, you know, he'll come in here and say the same thing. You know, we have to play faster. Just going out there and executing what we've been taught, and, you know, just making progress and looking forward to the first game against the Patriots.
Yes, looking forward to that first game, September 7th. Can't come soon enough. Rashard Matthews, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, Rashard, I got to ask you about a guy who has worked with us on the Finsiders, Chris Chambers, former Dolphins wide receiver, who had a great career. He's now interning with the wide receivers. What has he provided so far?
I mean, he provides, you know, excellent knowledge. You know, he's out there helping each guy from the top of the depth chart to the bottom. You know, hey, you know, you see him talking on the side. Hey, you know, you know, you want to lean, you want to, you know, keep it vertical, keep pushing vertical. You know, you want to try to work him off, the release and everything. You know, he's in the meetings, he's helping out. And I mean, he, like I said, he's providing, you know, a great amount of knowledge for us. And, you know, it makes us want to play, you know, step up our game even more. See, you know, him being out there, you know, I don't joke around, but, you know, I introduced myself to him a few practices ago. You know, he's like, oh, you know, Chris Chandler's like, man, I know who you are, you know. So, he, you know, he's a good guy. He's great to have around, and we're all enjoying the process.
Yeah, it's funny. We talking to Chris, he said that if he didn't have the hip injury, he might still be out there with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he still has the size. I don't know. Shoot. He probably could still go out there and make a few one-handed catches still. So.
Okay, so he's not, like, cutting in front of you in line to run routes or anything?
No, I can tell he wants to, but no, he's still just teaching.
Okay, a new development this year as well is that normally we see you guys warming up, you got some music playing, but now – during lots of the practice, 11-on-11 drills and everything, we hear music going on. Is that something that you enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think everybody enjoys that. You know, it makes you, you know, it makes you want to play more. It makes you, you know, just amps you up. I mean, the same thing in the games. I mean, they do the same thing in the games throughout the timeout breaks. They play music, guys get amped up and stuff. So I think it's excellent what the coaches are doing, you know. So.
Also, something that created a little bit of a buzz yesterday, Dolphins fans wanted to know, where can we get our hands on those T-shirts with the team credo on it? So from what I've been told, it's that a bunch of the veterans got together, put down some of the statements that the team wanted to really emphasize, some team mottos. How did it all come together?
That's the first time I'm hearing that about the veterans. But, I mean, we have a big leadership council. You know, they meet up with the coaches and everything. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they did. But, you know, I think everybody enjoys his T-shirts. They're wearing it around. I posted a picture on my Instagram the other day with them. People are, man, where can I get those shirts, you know? Where can I get that shirt at? So, shoot, I hope they make more for us.
Yes, yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, we got to, you know, stick to what's on the back of the shirt. You know, Coach Laser got on us the other day about, you know, sticking to that and being, you know, don't just wear the shirt. You got to, you know, actually be what it says on the on your back. So,
anything in particular on the back that really speaks to you?
I mean, I just, you know, I'm a Miami Dolphin, and I just, you know, do everything I can to you know, build this organization and keep improving to make it better.
Yes, without a doubt. Well said. Well, Rashard, great catching up with you, and it's been fun to watch you and your fellow wide receivers battle it out. It's going to be fun to keep watching that as the camp progresses and, of course, the preseason comes.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rashard Matthews, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins. Nice enough to join us here on the Finsiders. Plenty more to come here in the 5 o'clock hours. We recap practice number 6 of Dolphins 2014 training camp. Also, Dolphins football is back. Celebrate the return of another exciting season. Rashard mentioned this earlier. Kicking off for the home opener against the New England Patriots on September 7th. Get your tickets at Dolphins.com today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.